Yeah, welcome back to Money News. I did mention Metcash, the owner of IGA stores, and the fact that its share price today fell 12.5% to $1.86. Now, the reason for this was because the company has indicated that effectively it's cut its prices. And so the same store's sales growth grew 1.4% compared with last year. And what they're calling this is investment in price. But there's no doubt that investors were not happy by what they saw and are worried about IGA in terms of where it sits against Aldi, Coles and Woolworths. So this is where it sits right now, but a big fall today in that share price. Let's find out whether it is the meat and the sandwich. John Dury is the business columnist with the Australian newspaper, and he joins me now. John, yeah, it's not a good look when your share price drops 14% in the day at one stage, but it's also one of these points where people are worried with Aldi expanding into Western Australia and South Australia, from what I can see.
No, absolutely, Ross. Look, we should put this in context. The stock's risen about 30%. In the last month, there's a lot of short covering, and it's pushed its stock up high. But then I think the results came in, and they're only just in line at best with estimates. And so that explained before. But yep. In terms of the reason why, you're absolutely right. They've got three things going against it. One, I think that the company's business model is fundamentally flawed in that they're a wholesaler. And so we reward them by getting better prices from their retailers through the IGA stores. And there's a fundamental conflict between the two of them. That's problem one. Problem two is that they've got Aldi expanding into South Australia and Western Australia, and that's going to take some of their business. Problem three is that Woolworths, the sort of the behemoth of the Australian industry, is on its knees right now. And you've got to say at some point Woolworths is going to come back, and that's going to hurt Aldi. That's going to hurt IGA stores and then Metcash.
I was going to say also that the company did concede, because the IGA model is that you've got franchisees out there trying to do their best, and of course they're supplied through the Metcash wholesale business. But the whole point about this is, if they've got 30 IGA stores closing, generally if you're in an expanding business, particularly retail, you build your business by actually having more stores, not fewer.
Well, exactly, and they've got to try and rationalise that, and that's what I mean about this conflict between the two. I mean, what's good for Coles and for Woolworths isn't necessarily good for Aldi. For IGA and Metcash and you put your finger on the problem just then.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting to watch it. John Dury, the business writer with the Australian newspaper and columnist there, you'll read his comments about that tomorrow. But there's the fundamental flaw. And I've got to say, there's some IGAs that I know and love. They are some of the best small boutique supermarkets I've ever seen. But I'll tell you what, it makes it very, very hard.